It didn't take an Einstein to know that Sergei was not an ordinary man. When he stepped into my train compartment, I saw a man of dignity, well-dressed, poised, and courteous. He returned my greeting. I could hardly wait to become acquainted with him. "Sergei, what is your profession?" I asked after a bit of small talk. "I'm a pilot. I fly for the Ukrainian National Defense." Although Sergei was Ukrainian by birth, he spoke to me in English, and I knew his native tongue was Russian because he lived in eastern Ukraine, where most citizens are ethnic Russians, but also knew that, as a pilot, he had to know English in all matters that pertain to air traffic. All pilots have to be able to communicate in English. "Did you fly transport planes or combat aircraft?" I pried. "I'm trained in combat," he responded quickly. "I pilot a MiG." "The Soviet MiG?" I was surprised. "Sergei," I began with a profound thought, "is it possible for you to take me up in your MiG? 2,000 miles an hour, 5 miles up into the blue." I was excited just to think about it. "Yes, it is possible," he replied. During his short sentence, I was already scrambling for pen and pad. I quickly jotted down my contact information and handed it to Sergei. As the rail car clanged along the rickety tracks, I fell into deep thought. Sergei broke the silence. "And, sir, what is your mission in my country?" "I am an evangelist," I replied. "I don't understand." I remembered Sergei's English did not extend to religion, so I began to search my dozen-word Russian vocabulary for a word that would communicate. Then I remembered how to say church in Russian. "Sergei," I got his attention. "Cherkov. I work with Cherkov." A scowl invaded his face. Then he turned his head away. "Sergei, what is your religion?" I asked, but not really wanting to know. "Atheist. I'm an atheist." My blood ran cold. "I fly a lot of commercial aircraft. There's no doubt that I've been behind more than one atheistic pilot on a 16 to 18-hour journey, but I was on a real mission. The pilot was not the focus of my mission. Now I have asked to travel faster and farther and higher than I've ever traveled with a man of whom David said, 'The fool has said in his heart, there is no God.' I do enjoy conversing with atheists, but Sergei and I did not have a common religious language. That door of communication measured in hours was closed. So I prayed to God that I would not receive that call from Sergei to fly with him." The train began to wind down as it made its approach to our station in Kiev. I again took out my pen and carefully wrote, "To know freedom on the high seas, one must be a slave to chart and compass. What I intended to convey is, Sergei, you are not your own man." Sergei read it, he nodded, and we said our goodbyes. I have no way of knowing whether or not Sergei understood my message. I truly hope he did, and God answered my prayer. I have not heard from Sergei since. I'm James Andrews, and that's my humble opinion.